First, for those of you who do not know me, my name is Maggie Hanna. I'm the chairman and CEO of the International Institute for Software Testing. I'm also the founder. I founded that institute back in 1999. At that time, I was still teaching as a professor of software engineering at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota. And I was mainly teaching professional people like yourself who have a job during the day. They come in the evening, they come weekends, they do a master degree. And I was actually explicitly teaching a 14 weeks of course on the graduate level on software quality. And of course, like Kim knows, as a university professor, you enjoy also doing lots of consulting out there. Okay, and actually consulting was part of our job. The university would require that we do consulting. If by the end of the year you did not do enough consulting, then your evaluation does not look very good. And a lot of many of the professors had to lose their tenureship at the university because they have not done enough consulting. So that's what I enjoyed. I enjoyed the most when I was at the university, seeing people in the evening, seeing other people in the day. Anyway, throughout my experience, I found a number of things happening in software testing that no one knows what they're doing. We're all doing bad. I had the privilege to be in places that you cannot imagine. Air Force, satellite companies, people who test the systems that are, that controls our lives deeply, and with, by their own admission, they're not sure they're covering everything. They're not sure. So I came up with the concept of education. I said, you know what? We need to educate our tester professionals to do a better job. So at that time, I put together the advisory board from industry, different people, experts. You can look at the advisory board on the website. And those people worked for about 12 months to come up with a very well-defined body of knowledge. And I do remember the debate for weeks and weeks whether we should include that topic or not. The most important thing you notice in a body of knowledge is that it's not restrictive. I very much appreciate what Kim said. It doesn't tell you that here is what a test case is. Wrong, because you're right, and the Kim was very much right. It depends on what you do. But the point is, we have to have a common body of knowledge we have to agree upon, all right? So to me, certification is about education. Certification is about how well and how much does it teach you and does it help you to do your job better, all right? And I can't thank Kim enough for the wonderful position statement he made, because I don't see this to be a debate anymore. Okay, that's a panel discussion. Every one of us giving their own opinion, and we're not contrasting by any means. Kim has not said one single thing that I don't agree with. Okay, because he's a man who knows what it means for a person to learn how to do a better job, and how to improve the way we do things, and how to help our customers get what they want. And in doing all that, it does not matter how you do it, as long as you're achieving your mission of delivering the right solution to your customer, because at the end, that's what matters, okay? So in my opinion, and I'm sure Kim would agree to that, there are two main approaches to certification. All certifications exist out there, including the one from the International Institute for Software Testing. It's either exam-based or education-based. We made up the term education-based at the International Institute for Software Testing. And we said education-based means that you sit down and you learn how to do things. All right? You take in classroom training and workshop and hands-on, and you get a problem to solve. Very interesting. Yesterday I was in Denver. One of our training weeks are running now in Denver. And I was teaching Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday over there, and I came here last night at 1:30 in the morning, all right? And I was teaching one of the courses that count towards the certified testing management. And trust me, I looked at the test that the people were taking at the end of the day. I just loved it. I wrote that test. It has been reviewed by the advisory board. But you know, some of the questions were like this. You started a new job as a testing manager. You were told that our major complaint from our customers is that they get releases and things that worked in the previous week are not working anymore. How would you approach investigating such a problem? That was your question. So that's not the kind of question like, does a testing case have expected results or not? So I agree with Kim. Certification and education has to help you find solutions to problems you encounter on a day-to-day basis. I was also pleased to learn from people that they like this because it puts them in the same position that they are in every day. And they have to think. And that test, by the way, was an open book test. All right? So say you got the material. I don't care. The answer to those questions are not in the book. He can't find it. And Kim knows as a university professor that open book questions, open book exams are some of the most difficult ones because they require you to think. They require you to think. They don't require you to memorize what other people do. I have to admit, not all our exams are open book. And I wish to move all the exams with the admission and the agreement of the advisory board to open book. I think we do it only close the book because we have to do it at the end of the course. And you only have half hour to do that. Yesterday, I had to give them 1 hour to do it. I said, I wish I also can give you the test ticket home with you and send the results next week. Okay, as long as you don't talk to anyone else to give you some help. But I give them 1 hour to do the test. So I don't need to tell you about how much I disagree with certifications that require you to take an exam for which you do self-study to prepare or you take a three-day course. As Kim said, a field that you can learn in 3 days is not even worth pursuing. I don't know if I want to be proud to say I'm a test professional who have learned everything I know in 3 days and I took a course and I took a test and passed it. Okay? Learning is not about a three-day course. Learning about experience. Of course, taking classroom training in 1 or 2 or 3 days is not as effective as going back to your job. Again, with my experience teaching at the university in the master level and teaching software quality, that I agree with Kim. That's what I was able to do. I was able to, in fact, I was giving the test that the people are going to take after 14 weeks. I was giving it at the beginning of the semester. And I've seen people doing this. And I tell people, here is the test that you're going to have to answer in 14 weeks from now. You got to work with me throughout the semester to learn how to solve those problems. Okay? So to me, that's powerful. And I wish in commercial training we can do these kind of things. We're limited. We are very limited because you come to take training. But here's what you can do. Here's what we can do to achieve some of that is to do workshops. Workshops, meaning that when you come to take training, you don't want to see an instructor standing there says, here is the definition of what the requirement is. And here is how you must look at the requirement and verify it. No, you want an instructor to stand there and tell you, give me a requirement from one of the projects you work on. And let's work together and find out how you can ask the right questions about that requirement. All right? That's the training I'm talking about. In 3 days, there is no way to do that. So these are the two approaches I think of. All right? Now, IIST, from the beginning, has decided to pursue education-based certifications. I am an educator. I always tell people, education is the most important thing. Education is what makes you a professional. Education is what makes careers. Okay? So as a result, we started back in 1999 with a certified software testing professionals. It has 7 areas of the body of knowledge as defined by the advisory board. You can, as I said, you can look at the advisory board. People like Boris Beiser and others are on the advisory board, okay, who have given tremendous input to this process, okay? You have to finish certain number of days of training. The thing that people like the most is that you've got the flexibility to choose your days of training. It is true that we have courses that cover the body of knowledge, but you have to finish area number 5, for example, body of knowledge area number 5, that talks about requirements, requirement exploration, requirement definitions, requirement-based testing. You can go and pick up any course you wish that covers that area. courses have been approved that to cover that area. So we got a course on, say, defining and testing requirements with use cases. You got another course, say, requirement-based testing. You got a third course, say, exploring and defining user requirements. You got another course called the testing business requirements. And now, what are these courses? Why am I so hung up on the fact that you can select a number of courses? You know what? Because those courses are taught by different professionals having a different experience. Because I don't want you to sit in a classroom and listen to Magdi Hanna saying something, no matter who Magdi Hanna is and no matter how much experience he's got. Because Magdi Hanna, as one person, he is not going to give you all that you need. You need to listen to different people. And I get people in the training coming back to me. Says, Magdi, in your course, you said this. And I attended another course by, say, this person in your faculty members, and he said this. And I have to say, I have to compare them. I said, you got to make sense out of it. You got to decide which one makes sense to you. And I could, although I have the authority to go to one of my instructors and say, don't say this. But I would never do that. Because that is his experience. Okay? And what we're talking about is exactly what Kim was talking about. That's things like, would a test case have expected results or not? All right? Or should a use case have preconditions or postconditions or not? Or can you put more than use cases together and combine them and call? Well, that's totally different opinions, and what I find it to be valuable in training is to be able to get the experience of multiple people. Okay, in our certifications, you have to take a course and you have to take a test in each course. You have to perform 80%, and that's not easy. Okay, you have to perform 80%, and if you fail, you take the test one more time. If you fail for a second time, you've got to take another course, exactly like what Kim has been doing at the university, exactly what I did at the university. Okay, you could take a course again, but you know, if you fail it once, you fail it once. All right. Now, only early last year, we came up with a certified test manager, and trust me, I found that the advisory board have done a great job in coming up with a totally different and substantially different body of knowledge for test management. In fact, I personally thought in the beginning that test management is about knowing how to write good test plans. And knowing how to do estimates and things like that. You see seven areas of test management are there. All right, and you see every one of them is teaching you different things in the test management and leadership of your test project. So very much the same. 10 days of training, seven areas of body of knowledge, exam at the end. Okay? There are recertification for each one of them. You got to stay professionally developed. You have to continually develop yourself professionally. And when it comes to certification, to recertification, that's the real flexibility. I was talking to people at the booth today. You can do whatever you want to be recertified. As long as you choose your route to be recertified the way that helps you do a better job. If you want to go and take a course from company ABC on how to deal with difficult people because you felt like this is that's what you need in order to do a better job, be it. You take the course, we will look at the course, we'll find how many days that course is worth it, and we'll approve it for recertification. If a tester wanted to go and take a course on C++ because they felt like that's what they need in order to intelligently talk with developers, be it. That's what you do. All right? So we're not restricting what you do for recertification. Okay? Here is, in my opinion, why people get certified. In my opinion, the most important one is to gain education that helps you do a better job. All right? So that's how you measure certification. Is it helping you or not? Don't waste your time. I'm going to tell you that. I know. With all respect for QAI, ASQ, ASQ does a great certification that you take a test. Okay? But I'm going to say, with all respect to all those organizations, do not waste your time. Because you have to ask yourself the question, did I learn anything? Am I capable of doing my job any better than what I used to do before or not? And if not, that's not what you want. Unless all that you need is a piece of paper that you can wave it in your boss's face and say, give me a raise, otherwise I'm going somewhere else. But the bottom line is, what do you know? Okay, you can go somewhere else. But guess what? If you're not a good tester, you're not going to be a good tester there. And in fact, you would be risking your job over there than here. Because here they already accepted you. You're already there. You go there and you don't know any more than what you knew before, then you're losing. So don't do that. Okay? To me, the route to education can be many things. Okay? Kim talked about open certification. Go on the internet. If you hear me tomorrow on my seminar, I'm giving a free full-day seminar tomorrow for everyone. Please, if you have not signed up for the seminar, please sign up today to come. The problem is the conference management will have to pay for your lunch if you have not already signed up for that. But I'm going to tell you this. In this free seminar, you're going to see what we teach. And by the end of the day, if you can't take at least 3, 4, 5 things that you can use in your current project, come and talk to me. Okay? And you name your price. You tell me what you want to have for attending that free day and you did not get anything out of it. Okay, you tell me what you want. If you tell me I want to attend 10 days of training for free, I'll give it to you. Okay, I'm challenging you tomorrow to tell me if you would not learn something. Why? Because we believe that there are very essential things people must know in order to do a better job. Okay, remember, we have a challenge ahead of us to improve the image of the test profession. We're struggling in organizations. Testing is not very well perceived in project teams. You got to prove yourself to the development people and everyone else. And you can only do this by education. You're not going to do this by a piece of paper that you got as a result of passing a test. You are going to do this only by knowing exactly what you're doing, by going to a requirement meeting and looking at a requirement that everyone else had looked at it and they believed it's a great requirement. And the development people say, oh, that's good, let's go. And you stop there. You say, no, not let us go. I'm having a problem with this requirement. And you start giving a long list of questions that must be answered about that requirement before the design team can go and build their design. Now imagine when you do this, what's going to happen. Now, we're complaining why our jobs are going to other countries. I think we caused this to happen. We are not valuable members of our project teams. I'm sorry, I don't mean to generalize. But we have not worked hard enough. Oh, no, we work hard enough. We write a lot of test cases. We execute them. We write tons of bug reports. But that's not what organizations consider value added. Bug reports are not value. Value added are the things that project managers and development managers feel like you are an important person. They'd like to see you in a requirement meeting. They'd like to see you in code review and design review meeting. They know you can contribute. And the only way you can contribute and act as a professional is by education and learning. And again, I'm not talking about education that you gain by reading a book. No, that's education. But that's not the kind of education that will give you the authority to sit in a meeting and to give a solution to a problem that no one else has. I'm talking about education that's practical education, that takes you through a problem, that helps you, and so on. Now, I think this is my last slide. All right? Now, how do you evaluate the value of a certification? How do you go and tell your boss, I want to be certified by QAI, ASQ, Open Certification, IIST, whatever it is. What are the factors? Some of you may agree or disagree, but these are what I see as factors. How comprehensive the body of knowledge is? Is it something that can be covered in 3 days? If it is, no one would care. Especially if it is also known that you could possibly pass the test without taking the 3-day prep course. And many of you, without asking, I'm sure some of you have taken the test without taking course. And just what does this mean? What does it mean to be able to take a test and pass it? Okay? What do I have to do to earn a certification? What course of work do I have to do? Okay? What courses? What exercises? What workshops? What tests do I have to take? To me, the bottom line is, how would my employer, whether the current employer or the future employer, would value that certification? Okay? You think your employer would be happy if you just to go and take a test and pay $300 and pass the test? They're going to come back and say, yep, you must know what you're talking about. I'll give you a raise. No. In fact, employers see this as a threat. Because once you get that piece of paper, you feel powerful. And you go, you ask for a raise. And you ask for a raise for nothing. You have not done anything better. All right? So your employer, current or future, will value how much you do, how much you did in order to get the certification. That's why in education-based certification, you get an official transcript, very much like the one you got in college a while ago, that lists all the courses you have taken and all the scores you achieved in each course. And that means something different. When you take this to your boss or your future employer when you're looking for a job and says, here's what I had to do in order to get that certification. Certainly it means much, very, very different things, okay? And here's what I was talking about. Different courses, flexibility in the program, different instructors with different experience. That counts, okay? Ask different instructors. And this is the official transcript I'm talking about. And I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to mention this last one. It's a painful for me to mention it. It doesn't look very good for me to pursue a certification where historically other people got certification, the same certification for nothing. They just had to submit a piece of paper. They say, I'm good, and I've done all these kind of things, certify me. I am referring to one of the certifications that exist. You got to be careful about that, all right? Where people in a long time ago were grandfathered, all right? Where just said, submit some evidence that you've been doing testing, and we'll certify you as long as you pay the $300-$400. This is shame. This is shame in our industry. Where is education? Okay, I'm gonna close this by saying, if you wanna take testing as a career, as a profession, there is no career without education. We can't establish a career, we cannot establish a profession without education. Thank you. I'm done.